Close Encounters of a Third Level Kind was produced and edited by Anya Lyne and Cian Henniger. This programme was funded by Wired FM and the BCI Sound and Vision Funding Scheme.
Hello, my name is Geraldine Maloney and I'm the librarian here in Mary Immaculate College. I've had this job for 2 years now, and prior to that I worked as the assistant librarian here in the college. So I've worked here for about 7 years. Well, I was born in Fermoy, County Cork, moved to Roscommon when I was 2, and I was educated in Roscommon. I went to the Mercy Convent in Roscommon, primary school and secondary school. Left school and didn't really know what I wanted to do. I did a commercial course. I was typing and shorthand at that stage. And then just by chance, I got a job with Roscommon County Council and they put me in the library because they were short there. And I really liked it. And that was my first thought, really, of working in libraries and my first experience of working in libraries. I was there for about 2 years and then I moved to Dublin and I worked in UCD Library. I was there for quite a while and I came to Limerick about 15 years ago, I suppose now, and I've been here since and I'm very happy. A bit about myself and my family. I am the eldest of 5 brothers and sisters. I have 3 brothers and I have 1 sister. I'm not married. I live in Limerick, just down the road from the college, actually, College Gate. And I have a little dog. Did I go to college? I did. When I went to Dublin, I was working in UCD in the library, and I decided then that I would actually do a course while I was working. So I did a BA at night, and at that stage it was 3 years at night. So I worked during the day in the library and I went to college at night. Then after I finished that, because I was working in the library and they did a library diploma in UCD, I took a year off work and supported myself, and that was some rude awakening, I can tell you, and I did a diploma in library and information studies. So then about 3 years ago I did a master's then with the University of Wales in Aberystwyth, and that's my college life. I enjoyed the BA. I didn't enjoy the diploma in library and information studies because poverty, I think, really was the main problem there. Having been used to an income and having no income for a year, it was very distracting. And I did enjoy doing the master's. I loved doing the bit of research that I had to do. I'm working since I was 17, so I won't tell you how long that is, but it's quite a long time. Considering that I had no real direction in mind when I left school, I consider myself very fortunate that I fell into libraries, really. I never really thought of working anywhere else very much, because the work has been so varied, and I must say I've enjoyed all my experiences in libraries. I don't really think of students as students. I mean, I don't see a big mass and just students. I sort of tend to look at people individually rather than just seeing students. So I don't have any great perception of students. I just deal with or think of everybody as they are there in front of me. Before you, previously I had a lot of interaction with students up to about 3 years ago, but now it's limited to an extent because I don't work on the desk in the library, but I do have interaction with students through the library user group here in the college, and I would be very in touch with what the students think and what they need from a library because of that, really, I suppose. I don't tend to think of students as a mass with a good reputation or a bad reputation. Having been a student myself up to 2 years ago, really, I can only say that they're the same as any other group of people that I have ever met en masse, really. And there's, you know, there's people that you enjoy being with and maybe people that you wouldn't spend as much time with. So that's just it. It's the way I see them. I think it is absolutely wonderful to have a concentration of young people in a city, and actually in the centre of the city in Limerick, like Mary Eye is. I think that the fact that it is located in the centre of the city brings a great deal of life and a great vibe, I suppose, really, to the area, a youthfulness and just a colour to the atmosphere. And I speak as somebody who actually lives in Limerick City as well as works in Limerick City. So I think that any concentration of young people is a good thing in a city, particularly in an educational establishment. Have I ever had an experience with an ASTI student? No, apart from myself when I was a student. No, I cannot say really I've ever had an experience with a nasty student, no. Certainly none that sticks in my mind, so nothing that was too bad, obviously. Typical student behaviour. From my own time as a student, that time when I was studying full time, my main preoccupation was how to survive from week to week on a limited income. So I suppose what I do remember about it was a certain relaxation in the mornings. You know, the fact that you didn't have to get all the time to someplace for 9 o'clock was very refreshing. And so perhaps from a timetable point of view, there's a degree of flexibility while you're a student that you don't often have while you're a worker. So I suppose maybe a bit more laid back, but definitely shorter of cash than if you're working. So time rich and cash poor, perhaps. Almost all my life I've worked in libraries in educational institutions. So in a way I'm nearly institutionalised to living and working with students. And it's just wonderful to work in a place that has that vibe of people doing what they want to do and moving in a direction that they want to go, furthering their careers. And, you know, people who are full of initiative, full of brightness and hope for the future, I suppose. And I think that that has to rub off on the people that they come into contact with. And I certainly consider myself very fortunate to have the opportunity of coming into contact with these kind of people so often. Any closing comments? Just to say that, you know, if there's anything I can do to help them in any way at any stage in their career here as regards the library service, my door is always open, and to be sure and come in and see me in the library. Look at the stars, look how they shine for you, and all the things that you do.
Close Encounters of a Third Level Kind was produced and edited by Anya Lyne and Cian Henniger. This programme was funded by Wired FM and the BCI Sound and Vision Funding Scheme.